Well, hi and good day everyone, it's McCaughan here, and it's February the 17th. I should know that one well, because today is my good wife's birthday, and she is now the same age as me. She can no longer say that I am older than her, although it's only by a month, but she always reminds me during that period that I am the older person. So we were off today for a little jaunt into Glasgow. That's our favourite jaunting place. So so really I haven't had a chance at all today, up until the last hour or two, to catch up on Audio Booland and the boos, some real interesting boos that I've listened to already, and I've got lots more to catch up on. But before I got too late, I wanted to broach this subject matter for today, which is what would you like to see improved on Audioboo? First of all, I'd like to make this statement right from the outset that this is by no means any complaint against Audioboo, because like any app or program or media that is out there, there is always room for improvement and things will always be improved, and I've no doubt that Audioboo is no different and that the people behind it are working damn hard to keep it running as smoothly as possible and to make it an enjoyable place for people to be and to converse, as it were. So absolutely no complaint, and I'm sure some of the things that has been mentioned by other booers that I've listened to so far, and the ones that I'm about to bring up, will be addressed through time, and eventually we will have this super duper audio boo that we can do so many things with, without, if you like, taking sidesteps into programs like iTunes or Downcast. Downcast itself has its own little foibles, but it has a lot of things that I think Audioboo could gain from. But like everyone else, everything takes time, everything takes money, and nothing happens overnight. So if I could just go ahead with the items I've come across that I think could be an improvement to Audioboo. The first one is an edit function in the mobile player. I think, to be fair, probably everything I'm going to say here is to do with the mobile version of the app or program. I'm not quite sure what you call Audioboo when it's on the desktop. The desktop one I am pretty much happy with completely. I know there can be improvements, but everything seems to work really, really fine there because you have access to so many other things. But anyway, so an edit function for the mobile app or the mobile version of it, so that you can do certain things with it, even if it is minimalist. And someone else did suggest that, so I won't linger on that. I think they went into a bit more detail. The autoplay function, that would be a great one, because at the moment, if you play the audio boos from a list of boos from different people, or for even from the same person, it doesn't autoplay, so you have to keep going back to the phone and selecting the next track down. Now, if I've got this wrong, my apologies. I can't see it, but if it's there, my apologies. But so that would be one I would think about. Anyway, the other one would be an audio player for the mobile app, where we can actually see the play timeline. Now, again, I mentioned Downcast. Downcast is pretty good actually in that, because you can see the timeline, so you can pause, you can drag it back and forward, you can skip in increments from, I think, seconds to 30 minutes or something like that, and backwards and forwards. And so that's a really good thing to have, is to have an audio player that gives you the kind of functions. The other one is to be able to send a DM message, a direct message, or a direct boo message to any other person, any other booer from the mobile again, where you could, because at the moment, if you have audio boost set to send your booze once it reaches audio boo center to go straight to, say, Twitter or Facebook, then you can't, to my knowledge, send a direct boo to someone. So if you do try and send one, it goes to audio boo land and then goes straight to Twitter or Facebook. So it's not a direct message to that person. It becomes public. If any of the things I've mentioned are there, because I may not have seen everything that's there, sometimes individuals can miss something and then it's pointed out to them. I think that was all. I know it's quite a lot, but I think that was all that I was going to mention. I think that's enough to mention, but as I said before, everything takes time, and I'm sure Audio Boo will work their way through the suggestions that come out of this particular subject matter today, because no doubt there'll be many, many boos coming from all directions at them, and assuredly they won't take that as a complaint or a criticism, just the little things that people would like to see improve the so we'll just skip to the next part and just say that I listened to Simon SN2N's boo just before I did this one, and Simon actually sent me a text message today explaining how he did things, he actually sent me a little boo as well, personal boo, and so the boo that I just listened to, he does relate how he gets around about it by using various means, including Downcast and some of the features in Downcast that I didn't actually know about. They were very, very handy. I didn't know you could go in there and go straight to, say, like, the desktop version and make comments or whatever. So handy tips from Simon there. But again, we're taking ourselves away from audio boo, as it were, because we have to use Downcast to use those features. But all these things that will come through time, I'm absolutely sure. And audio boo is absolutely fantastic. Absolutely love it. I love it as it is just now. And with any kind of improvement whatsoever, it's going to get better and better and better. So I think I'll leave it at that just now. I'll listen to the rest of people's boos for the rest of this evening. So, okay, bye for now, folks.